The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This country by a guy that just got kicked out of the Navy. He got kicked out of the Navy. All of a sudden, he's getting billions of dollars. You know what they call that? They call that a payoff.
877-235-9405. And, of course, it's Friday. You know what that means. Whatever's on your mind, I'm all ears. We'll get to, back to your phone calls and your comments on the Big Rock text line here in just a minute. On Tuesday of next week, the Supreme Court will hear a key case on the issue of the legal definition of sex. Yes, we're having to have the U.S. Supreme Court tell us that males are different from females. Our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom, that they're, as always, and I just so much appreciate what this group does, they're at the forefront. They'll be at the U.S. Supreme Court making arguments next week in this case of Harris Funeral Home and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Joining me for a few minutes this morning, Kate Anderson, who is a senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom, where she's a key member of the Center for Conscience Initiative. Kate, welcome in. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I appreciate what you guys are doing. So, Kate, are we really to the point that we need the U.S. Supreme Court to tell us that men are different from women?
We really are. This case is about a federal non-discrimination law that prohibits sex discrimination. It's a law that has built up to protect women, particularly in employment. And now we're having the Supreme Court have to answer the question, does sex in federal law mean biological sex, or does it mean gender identity? And can Americans rely on what the law says, or are they bound by what unelected officials want it to say?
Wow. Yeah. All right. So, Kate, quickly give us an overview of this case. It involves Harris Funeral Home. What happened there?
Well, Harris Funeral Homes is a business that's been serving the grieving families in the Detroit area for over 100 years. They hired a male funeral director who worked for them for nearly 6 years, always abiding by their dress code. They have a professional dress code. It's rather formal and intended to help the grieving families focus on their grief and not anything that's going on at the funeral home. Well, this male funeral director came to the owner and told him that this funeral director intended to intended to start dressing and presenting as a woman while working with the grieving family. The owner thought about this for about 2 weeks, tried to consider how this would impact both the funeral director requesting this and the other employees, as well as the families that they serve. He wanted to violate the dress code, and so the owner decided that that wasn't going to work and that he needed this particular employee to follow the dress code. And so they had a conversation about that, and it ended up breaking their relationship. The employee then filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Council alleging sex discrimination. The EEOC pushed that complaint for a while. The government has now changed its position and agrees that sex means biology, not gender identity. But the ACLU has picked it up. And now it's pushing it at the Supreme Court, trying to get the court to essentially rewrite federal law and read gender identity into the term sex, even though that will have significant consequences both for business as well as cause problems for the women and girls that have been protected by this law for over 50 years.
Kate, I mean, it would seem to me that if we have these groups basically redefining sex to mean gender identity, I mean, this is just, it's going to create a lot of chaos in a lot of different ways, right?
Right, and we're already seeing it happen around the country where states have made similar changes. In Anchorage, Alaska, there is a women's homeless shelter that serves women who have been sex trafficked, abused, victims of domestic violence. And a man showed up to that shelter presenting as a woman and wanted to stay there. there were other reasons why he was actually sent to a hospital to get some medical care that he needed. But out of that, Anchorage tried to force this shelter to allow men to come and sleep next to women who had been abused. And we're also seeing it in the women's athletics context. In Connecticut, two boys who present as girls, they took 15 state championships from women who had held them for a long, long time. So we're seeing some of this stuff come up, as well as obviously the issues for employers who are being asked to treat people based on how they feel and what their gender identity is, which is a fluid concept and something that's very hard to build any kind of policy around.
Wow. You know, Kate, when I read about these things, and we've been discussing this morning the case, actually not a case, the situation of the city of Oregon removing urinals from men's bathrooms. They're going to spend $195 million to renovate the city office building because they feel like urinals are out of date now. We don't need them. I mean, you just hear stuff like this, and you just have to scratch your head and think, are we really living in a world that is this confused? Now, let me back up for a minute. So you said the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has since changed their position on this, and they no longer believe that Harris Funeral Home was in the wrong. Is that what you said? But the ACLU is pursuing it?
At the Supreme Court level, the government is representing the EEOC and has changed the EEOC's position, or the government's position, on the case. So they actually agree with us and will be arguing with us that sex means biological sex in the law. But the ACLU represents this particular funeral director and is continuing to push for this redefinition in the law.
This is just amazing. Well, Kate, thank you again for spending a few minutes this morning. And I can't tell you enough just how much we support what the Alliance Defending Freedom does, protecting our religious liberty, our freedom of speech. You guys do a wonderful job. And, you know, we'll all be praying next week as you guys are in front of the U.S. Supreme Court arguing this important case.
Thank you so much.
All right, sure thing. Have a great weekend. Kate Anderson with the Alliance Defending Freedom.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.